All right, let's do the sampler platter, a new bit for 2011 or late 2010. How do we describe this, Donovan?
You know, it's, I guess we're trying to see how the hip-hop community is bringing songs that a lot of people that like hip-hop music didn't know, they didn't know existed, and the other way around. So, like, when Eminem's hit that we heard on Entourage, Going Through Change, at the very end of the last episode, had no idea that that was an Ozzy Osbourne song. And I will bet you a lot of Ozzy Osbourne fans had no idea that that song was remade to an Eminem song.
The best one is Vanilla Ice. As popular as that song is, and as stupid as that song was,
Ice Ice Baby?
Yes, nobody knew that, or a lot of the kids that were really excited about it that day wondered why David Bowie ripped that off from Vanilla Ice. That's probably the best example right there.
Under Pressure. That was the name of the song, right?
From David Bowie. I'm still mad about it.
Or that Ugly Kid Joe was ripped off by Harry Chapin, right? It was the Cats in the Cradle?
Hey Kid Rock and Roll? Yeah.
I thought it was the Cats in the Cradle, right? Wasn't that Ugly Kid Joe?
Did he do that?
Oh, I don't know. I probably had my music mixed up, but I love the origin of music, and I love both genres, so get it on.
Right, so now I wanted to go through a few songs. Now, I have a list of the songs we've gone through since the sample platter started.
Man, the one you did New Year's Eve was so wonderful. I hate that seven people probably heard it.
Right, Mary Mary was one. The Run DMC hit Mary Mary was a song from the Monkees with the exact same title, exact same beat, had no idea.
Right.
So Mary Mary, we did I Left My Wallet in El Segundo, one of Dan's favorites. We did Biz Markie's Just a Friend, who may be the king of the sample. And we've done Funky Cold Medina that had a mix of seven different songs mixed in together to make up the hit Funky Cold Medina. So let's keep this going. And I wanted to bring some of the songs that are very familiar with and songs that we've performed at Ticket Stock or Summer Bash, and to see the origin of this. So, Bob, this song that you and I are very familiar with has two songs sampled. I want to see if you can hear it.
Okay.
So I'm playing you the song. Let me know if you can hear the song underneath.
This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock
around.
That's right.
On top.
It's tricky. It's the title. Here we go. It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right. On time. It's tricky. It's tricky.
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 There's a lot of white people singing along right now.
Dan, can you hear the song underneath? You recognize it?
I met this little girly.
Is it Tone Love? Curly, went
to our house and no, no, no. This is Run DMC.
No, underneath it.
No, it's not.
It almost sounds like the same,
right?
Yeah, it predates it.
Yeah, it's got it. Yeah.
It almost sounds like. What is that? Hold on.
It's tricky, tricky, tricky.
Don't know, huh, Dan? No idea?
I feel like we're going to kick ourselves for this, though.
It's very familiar, the first tune, and you can hear it. It's from The Knack, Mascheron. You hear it right here.
My song.
Yes, they did. And there's one more.
Give me the hook on Tricky again. That little part, though.
You want to hear Tricky?
Just that little part that has My Sharon in there.
All right, hang on just a second. Let me get this thing going. And not play it from the beginning right there, so I'm going to fast forward a little bit.
Yeah, there it is. Done.
Tricky. I met this little
you hear it?
Girly.
Yep. That was it.
Curly. Went to
it's down there.
My Sharona. And there's one more to have claimed to be sampled in this, and I don't hear it. And I wanted to see if you guys can hear it. It's Tony Basil and Mickey, and we're familiar with that.
This is in there?
Yes. It's credited with being sampled.
Is it the drum?
And it's kind of like Mascheron and Mickey are kind of the same sound a little
Boy,
bit.
They really
and it
do
doesn't
sound.
Break down, but that is the mixture. You throw Mickey and Mascheron in a bucket, you mix it up, and it's Tricky.
And basically, well, I'm not sure if this is true for It's Tricky, but basically those artists get a check when that song is made, right?
Yes.
Because they're credited.
Yes.
So that's,
they are
get
credited.
Their check.
Yes. All right, Dan, you'll be very, very familiar with this one.
Hey, yeah, I want to shoot, baby. Shoot.
A little salt and pepper action?
Doing, baby? No, not you.
Yes, Gerbs and I performed this at Ticket Stock one year.
The bow-legged one. Yeah.
And it was really creepy. Somewhere between creepy and awesome.
That sounds...
That's what we do.
Here I go, here I go, here I go again. Girls, what's my weakness?
Men.
Okay, chillin'.
How much do you remember?
Minding my business. Your souls, I looked around and I couldn't believe it.
I swear, I stared. My niece, no witness. My brother had it going on with something kind of wicked, wicked. Had to kick it. I'm not shy, so I asked for the digits. Oh no, that don't make me see what I want. Slip, slide to it swiftly. Felt it in my hip, so I slipped back to my bag of tricks. And I flipped for a tit. Made me want to do tricks on lick him like a lollipop should be licked. Came to my senses and I chilled for a bit. Don't know how you do the voodoo that you do so well. It's a spell, hell, make noise, shoot, shoot, shoot.
All right.
Wow.
All right.
That is
very
amazing.
Nice.
How many years ago was that?
At least five.
That's incredible.
That's insane.
That is very insane. So now.
And you can't remember who won the AFC Championship game. Think about that. What are the odds?
It was the the Steelers.
See, you got it wrong at first. This is mixed with the 1967 hit I'm Blue from the Sweet Inspirations.
This is the shoot bass line.
Yes, and this is... And the members of this group include Whitney Houston's mom and Dionne Warwick's mom. Are in the Sweet Inspirations from 1967.
Is it the same lyrics then?
I don't think so. Kind of like this too. It's a little catchy tune. You know?
Now, what's your theory? Is your theory that Salt and Peppa hear this and then they think of it? Or is it like a music producer?
I think it's a producer.
It?
It's a producer that's...
Like Tom?
Going around, listening to stuff. Maybe he has a lot of music on wax.
Fernando.
Puts one on and says, okay, you know what? That might could be a good tune.
Salt. I feel that... That was my Fernando.
Really?
Yeah, it works.
We're Spinderella.
All right, let's go to the next one that I performed at Ticket Stock one year.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
Stop what you're doing, cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny. But
now
yo,
this
I'm
has a mixture
money,
of
so, yo, well,
three
ready for me.
Different songs
I'm the new fool
that I've not even been close to hearing about ever before in my life. So it's very interesting to hear this. Alright, we heard enough of Humpty. We all know that, right? Let's go to the Vibrettes. And this is from 1973. And we want to know what the name of this song is called. It's called The Humpty Dump.
Peanuts popped in a pizza hump. Humpty Dump. Do the hump. Do the Humpty Dump. Do the shuffle in your Humpty Dump.
Now, the one thing I didn't figure out was how to do the Humpty Dump. I don't know, but I want to find that out because I want to do the Humpty Dump.
I can honestly tell you I've never heard this.
That's the Vibrettes, and that is from 1973, that one. But that's not it, boys. Parliament, they have a song called Let's Play House. And I need to get to the time on that song. Hang on just a second. Let's Play House, Parliament is another one that was sampled from...
Okay, I think I hear what's similar.
Wow.
See, I think it's a pretty good trick, what they do.
Yeah, I think it is also. I think it's...
They're in Make a Good Song.
Right. Well, that's not all.
Or at least a popular song.
That is not all. There's another
song. It's not all?
By Sly and the Family Stone, and it's called... from Sly and the Family Stone.
This is in Humpty Dance?
Yes, it is, toward the end.
I usually pass out before the end.
You should always have your fake nose on at this point.
And you mix all that together and you got the Humpty Dance from Digital Underground.
I don't hear that.
And that
at
song
all.
Is from 1968. If you go through.
What was the middle one again?
Parliament, Let's Play House. And that's from 1980. And you get the Humpty Dance. And it's all. This stuff is so fascinating to me. Like you said, Dan, they take spare songs or songs you've never heard of. Maybe they were hits back then. Who knows? You just put them all together. Someone's listening and said, man, that would be a nice track. You put it all together. You roll it to a rapper. They put the lyrics over it. And bam, there you go. And it's a hit. And they're sitting back getting paid. Maybe
and
not
downplayed
as much,
by the real musician.
Well, now I'm interested in Mike's newfound fascination with.
Yeah, you're a real musician.
That girl talk thing going on, which is TC gave me a CD not so long ago, and I didn't care enough to go watch Girl Talk, and I don't even know what Girl Talk really is, but when you put the CD in, it's like eight songs going at the same time, and it kind of
works.
Yeah,
he's basically making new songs out of old stuff, but in a in a different way.
And it works.
Like, he's throwing in a ton of songs, like, just little bits of them.
Like, we're out of ideas, now we have to throw them all together for a casserole. And it works. Donnie, well done.
Thank you.
Good times.
Plenty more where that came from, dude. I'm so excited about this. It makes my pants happy.
It's 1:30. One of the objectives in the off-season was...